if you are a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you want to get funding for your deals, unlimited funding for your deals, regardless of what your banker says, regardless of what your hard money lender says, regardless of what your broker says, then don't go anywhere. I'm going to plug you into the funding in just a moment. Well, welcome to the show. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, coming to you on the show here from Morehead City, North Carolina. And I've got some very, very special guests here on the show with me today. I'm going to introduce them to you in just a moment. Very good friends of mine I've known for quite a few years now. And they're going to be revealing to you as to how they raised and attracted $5 million in new private funding just within the last 12 months. But before I introduce them and bring them on, I want to remind everyone, particularly if you're new here to the show, whether you're viewing on YouTube or you're listening on iTunes or Google Play or what have you, the upcoming live event that I'm presenting in just a few short weeks away, it's right around the corner. I don't know another real estate investing live event like this. You actually get to network with private lenders. We're going to go on the bus tour and actually look at our rehab houses. You'll learn the rehabbing process from start to finish if you have an interest in rehabbing. And we're going to teach. I'll be there myself all 3 days, showing you how to find deeply discounted properties before other real estate investors even know they exist, how to sell any home in 3 days or less, and then, of course, how to automate the process. So it's right here on the video if you're watching on YouTube. So get on over there right after the show and check it out and get registered. It's www.jayconner.com/moneypodcast. So I hope to see you in person at the upcoming live event. That's the Real Estate Investing Cashflow Conference. Look forward to seeing you in person. All right, on with the show. I'm so excited to have as my special guest today. It's a brother team. They're up in Evansville, Indiana, and it's Andrew and Aaron Schlag. And oh, my lands, am I excited to have you guys on. So welcome, Andrew, and welcome Aaron to the show.
Thank you, Jay. We're excited to be on.
So you all are special in another kind of way. It's the first time in almost 90 episodes that I've had two special guests on simultaneously. So we're going to see how this rolls. Before we dive into the subject of how you've raised all this private money, I'm proud to say that y'all are both students of mine. You've been to my live events. And I think at least one of you have my Where to Get the Money Now system, if not both of you. And y'all have raised a lot of private money. But before we get to that piece of the story, Andrew, how about you go first? Tell our viewers and listeners what your career, your business career, your working career looked like before you came into real estate investing. Of course, you were probably in sixth grade is my guess. But anyway, go ahead, tell them.
Yes. So prior to real estate investing, we was in construction and, at April of 2014 is when I delved into the real estate investing. And prior to that, wasn't a lot of money, was doing some construction. And due to some health issues, I actually was pretty well flat broke when I found real estate. So definitely been a huge change in the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, so this was just a short 4.5 years ago when you came into the world of real estate investing. Do you remember about how long ago it was that you came to one of my live events, approximately? The time goes by so fast.
About 3.5 years.
Okay, about 3.5 years ago. Yeah. And so you're in construction and then you came into the real estate investing. How about you, Aaron?
Yeah, so Jay, I was in construction. It was a family owned company. I was the foreman at the time. I was also going to college nights at the time. So we run a crew working, you know, long, hard hours. So and I ended up dropping out of college, long story short, whenever we got into real estate and in my, quote, spare time instead of going to college. And so my brother championed the way. He stepped out and took the big leap. And then not too far behind him, I followed suit. And that's when we became a team.
How old are you now, Aaron?
I'm 29.
That's disgusting. Okay. All right. So how about you, Andrew? How old are you?
26.
Yeah, that's even more disgusting. All right. Someone should not be as successful as you guys as so young as you are, but I sure am proud of you. So still there with you, Aaron. what was it about real estate investing that got you interested? I know who it was. It was Andrew.
Sure.
But what was it about it that intrigued you?
I would say in the construction company, I did have a lot of opportunity there. I worked a lot of hard, long hours. I dealt with a lot of people. Obviously, I love all of those things. I love hard work. I love dealing with people. But I felt like it was going to take me a long time to get where I wanted to be, if I would even be able to attain what I wanted through that. And so I would say the limitless ability with real estate is what attracted me to, you know, basically turning a 180 and going a different direction to what my original intentions were.
Yeah. How about you, Andrew? What intrigued you? What got your interest?
I would say very similar to the fact, of course, I ran out of choices, which was a good thing. I guess necessity is the mother of all invention, right?
Yeah.
So it was bad that turned to good, as one of my great mentors says, coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous, right?
That's so, right.
So that being said, when I found real estate, you know, moving out of the construction industry into that, it was the opportunity to structure deals, to, you know, raise the private money and to be able to create cash flow, you know, on the basis of 10 units, 100 units, 1,000 units, limitless. And So that was a very huge thing to me, as well as all the tax benefits and other benefits that go along with it.
Right, right. So let's go ahead and jump into the private money subject. And that's not the only thing I want to talk about here on the show. I want to talk about how you all are locating, you know, some of your deals these days. I want to talk about that, but because that changes, you know, that changes over time. But from the time that you came to my live event, Andrew, and Aaron, you've been as well, about how much private money have you attracted and raised?
$6 million since attending your private event, or your, awesome, your Where to Get the Money Now event.
Awesome. So just to be sure, just in case we've got some new viewers or listeners, let's be really, really clear on what private money is. So, hey, they know, I know what it is. I want them to hear it from you. So, Aaron, tell our viewers and listeners, what exactly is private money and what are we not talking about?
So what exactly is private money? Private money, and in a nutshell, someone that's they've got some money and they are looking for somewhere that they can put that that's secure. You know, a lot of ours, I'm going to give example, are people that are just sitting on it with a very minimal rate of return. It fluctuates to, you know, the return rate's ridiculously low. And so that's where a lot of ours come from. They want somewhere that they can put their money, that's safe, that's secure, that's going to give them a much better rate of return. And so in a nutshell, we consider private money to be.
Yeah, so these are individuals that we're doing business with. We're not talking banks or institution. We're definitely not talking hard money lenders. In fact, show that I was broadcasting, I was doing my free coaching Friday on Facebook last week, and I had someone comment in, and this quote unquote private lender was actually not a private lender, but they were a hard money lender. So let's come back over to you, Andrew, for a moment. So we're doing business with individuals, attracting the private money. Where can the individuals get their funding, or what kind of funds can the individuals use to invest with you in your business or make private money loans?
So the first would be money in the bank, cash in the bank, savings accounts, et cetera. Also IRAs, 401ks, retirement funds. It's another great opportunity for them to take something out of a lower interest or a risky investment and put it into something that's stable and secure.
Right. They're going to use their retirement funds to loan money to you, to do business with you and your company. What have they got to do in order to use their retirement funds?
They would need to get it put into a self-directed IRA. There's a handful of companies that do that. Personally, as Aaron had made mention, so far, most of our private money has been from people who had it, but I also love it when it comes from an IRA or 401k and it's able to build someone's retirement and, you know, essentially make their retirement better than they expected.
Exactly. And so we've got really two sets of listeners and viewers here on this show. We've got people that are either real estate investors or they're, you know, considering doing some deals. But some of those same people could be interested in private lending and, you know, getting high rates of return. So I know it varies with the deal. It varies with the time. But what's a range or a return, kind of return that you all are paying these days to private lenders?
We're normally doing 8 to 10%, depending on the deal. That's pretty well where we're currently at and what our people are very happy with.
So. I imagine so, because I just looked at the USA Today last Thursday, and even with interest rates rising, and they are rising, the average 12-month certificate of deposit last week was like at 0.81%, you know?
Yeah.
So you come along and pay somebody 8%, that's many, many more times in returns than they can get, you know, in the certificate of deposit in the bank.
Good that it don't start with a zero.
Exactly.
a point.
So now you have attracted and raised these millions and millions of dollars in private money, individuals doing business with you. Aaron, let's come back over to you, and I'll let Aaron go first, then Andrew, you can answer as well. So for the benefit of our real estate investors that are viewing and tuning in, what are some of your ways, or what's one? Let's just do one at a time. Aaron, what's one way that you and Andrew have attracted and raised private money?
Yeah, great question. So one of our ways it seems works well for us is word of mouth from other investors. They'll get to talking between themselves to their friends. And so that's probably our favorite way.
So you're talking about referrals from your very first private, from other private lenders you're already doing business with.
Absolutely. Yes, word of mouth. And then, of course, they want to have a discussion to see, you know, what the Slag brothers are up to and what it's all about. And okay. From there, then, you know, we take it from there. And it's great.
All right. So, Andrew, let's say you're a real estate investor, which you are, and let's say you have not raised any private money yet. You've got no private money, you know, pledged to you. Given what you now know about attracting private money, how would you get the word out?
Good question. So, first off, I would say a lot of overcoming any obstacles I had early on raising private money was just increasing my level of confidence and knowing that the deals that we have are good deals. So whether that means getting an appraisal to prove that it's worth what I thought it was or whatever it may have been. So I go to that private lender with confidence. I will say between church friends, you know, we've been around church all of our life. That has been a way that people have approached us. And then also through business meetings, you know, whether it be RIAs or whatever business meetings it is, and people find out what we're doing and you offer them that opportunity. And as Aaron mentioned, the word kind of spreads from there. So being brand new, taking myself back 4.5 years, trying to find my very first private lender, I would say increase your confidence. Sure. You know that you're going to find the deal that fits the criteria that's going to be safe and great for them, and also leave you plenty of profit and offer them a great opportunity.
So, Aaron, have you and Andrew attracted and put the word out? Has it all been one-on-one, or have you done any group presentations, have you done anything like private lender luncheons, or have you done any presentations like to a civic club like the Rotary Club or any educational presentations like that, or has it all been one-on-one?
As far as for raising our money, it has all been one-on-one and word of mouth both. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Now back over to you, Andrew. Before we went live on the show, you mentioned that your all's goal is to attract $15 million this year.
Yes.
In private money. So obviously, if you're going to be jumping from $6 million now up to $15 million within the next 12 months, my best guess is you're planning on doing some more commercial projects. I'm familiar with one commercial that you began maybe a couple of years ago, but what's your plan for the funding?
Yes. So we intend to raise, as you mentioned, the $15 million this year and do multiple commercial projects. We already have two in line that we're working toward, and to raise, private money from the private lenders. As Maid mentioned, we've done a lot of one-on-one. We've been invited to speak at a couple of real estate groups that we've spoke at, just as getting out there and showing people an opportunity. But you know, our intention and goal for that would be to continue, basically do what got us the first six and ramp that up times three.
Got you. So, Aaron, what kind of deals are you and Andrew doing these days?
As far as in the single family, we're doing a lot of rehabs and we're doing some pretty houses. And right now, the commercial deals that we are working, as you know, you mentioned one, we have a mobile home community we're working on. It's a great turnaround project. The other commercial deals that Andrew referenced, we're really looking at self-storage heavily. That's our goal in 2019 is to do one of those. I mean, we're doing a lot of single family still.
Okay. So about how many single family deals are you doing a year now, would you say, give or take?
We're averaging between 40 and 50 a year. We do about one a week is what we average.
I got you. Yeah. And what percentage of those would you say you're wholesaling?
Oh boy, Andrew, what percentage are we wholesaling right now off the top of your head?
We are probably wholesaling, and to back up, I think we actually averaged a little bit over one a week last year. So I would say about 10% of them we wholesale. Right now we're doing, you know, a substantial amount of rehabs. Obviously, you know, sometimes it's better to get a slightly smaller profit sooner than a slightly larger one later.
That's true.